Here to help us assess a holiday season that's been anything but sweet is Jeff Stokel, Bridgewater Chocolate CEO, and Yahoo Finance's Brooke DePalma. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Normally, first of all, you produce and retail chocolate, and normally I would say that's my dream job, but you are dealing with a big chocolate conundrum this season. Supply chain issue, soaring costs of cocoa and sugar, transportation, packaging, you name it, you guys have been hit. How has that impacted your ability to deliver your product, get it out to consumers?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is it's just condensed timelines. So we started thinking about it a little earlier in the year, anticipating some challenges heading into the season. But I think it's really the biggest thing is the closest relationships we've had have allowed us to stay in business and excel during the holiday season. And I think we're really, really grateful that we have the really close relationships, and we haven't taken those for granted, because they've really come through for us this season. But I think as long as we keep relying on our close relationships, even though there's a lot of volatility in the commodity chocolate market, I think the specialty market, which is what we trade in, is pretty well insulated for us.
And Jeff, recently, Mondelez International CFO told Yahoo Finance that supply and inflationary pressures could continue well into 2022. And he also warned that some product costs, prices, might rise in the coming year. Have you had to pass along any pricing to consumers?
We haven't yet. So for this season, fortunately, we have longer term contracts with our chocolate. So we didn't have to pass along any price increases yet. And that was really important for us for this holiday season specifically, because we do a lot of our business during the Christmas and general holiday season. And so those are challenges we'll tackle definitely next year. But it was really important that we, for one more year, we hold out and we keep delivering the same Bridgewater chocolate that everybody knows at the same price this year.
That's wonderful. And, you know, for 25 years, Bridgewater Chocolate has had chocolatiers create these handmade chocolates. Now, restaurants and manufacturers are having a really hard time keeping staff. Break down for us how exactly you're able to recruit and maintain such a specific type of talent.
Yeah, I think it goes back to not taking the people that you know are really important to your business for granted. And I think this year, if you took people for granted, or not necessarily intentionally, but if that was something that you weren't paying really, really close attention to, then it became a big problem. And I think on the whole, we try not to take people for granted. And thankfully for us, we have a small team, but a really, really loyal team. And through all the ups and downs, our team has stayed with us, and we're really, really fortunate for that.
And Jeff, can you give us some idea of consumer trends here? What are people buying this holiday season, and how does that compare with previous holiday seasons?
I think the biggest thing is we saw our general traffic to both our stores and our website were both up from last year, which some of that was a surprise, but some of it was not. I think chocolate's an easy thing to buy for the holidays. I think the biggest trend we saw in product was dark chocolate still continues to be the thing that everybody loves to buy. And then our average order value really, really went up this year compared to prior years. So our traffic was a little higher, but people were buying a lot more chocolate than they normally do. And I think that's just because it's the giving season, and we make it really, really easy for people to buy really high quality gifts. And this year, people were buying more of it. So I think one-stop shopping, at least for us in our industry, maybe if you went to two or three stores this year, you might've just gone to Bridgewater Chocolate.
And I wonder, you know, you mentioned online sales and in-store sales. Have you seen, one versus the other growth in one area or not? And then I'm actually surprised that you say more people are buying chocolate. Is that more than earlier in the pandemic, or are you seeing higher sales now because it's the holiday season?
Yeah, I think so. We've seen increases in both. We've seen increases of over 30 to 40% in our stores. I think it's because, unlike the general food service industry, we make it really easy to buy a really beautiful gift, and you can come into our stores, talk to somebody pretty quickly. They'll guide you in the right direction and you can make your way out. So it's a very safe shopping experience, but a very high quality one. And then online, I think people are just really, you know, we were still processing what the holiday season was last year. And I think people are really excited for the holiday season this year in a way they weren't last year. So that's my guess.
And innovation is really at the forefront of the consumer goods sector right now. We saw Reese's with that viral Thanksgiving pie. You guys are a pretty traditional chocolate company. What's your take on innovation as we make way towards Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for us, innovation comes in, you know, in our category, it comes in doing things differently. And it doesn't necessarily have to be doing new things, but maybe sticking to things that people have abandoned. So, for example, our caramels are made with fresh cream. A lot of people abandon that, but because we're a direct-to-consumer company, we can hold on to sort of those traditional chocolate making techniques while, you know, providing a really high quality product. And that over time actually becomes more and more rare. So we tend to stick to the things that we think will become more and more rare, but provide really high quality chocolate. But how we apply those techniques to new products, I'm really excited for next year because we will kind of experiment a little bit more with what those traditional techniques can be applied to. We say our products are childhood favorites that are all grown up. So we're going to get a little creative with that heading into 2022.